Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Nestled amidst the lush landscapes and rolling hills of the countryside, Sultan's Palace stands as an enduring symbol of opulence, mystery, and the supernatural. This grand estate, with its towering spires, ornate facades, and sprawling gardens, has been a beacon of intrigue for over a century. Its storied past is intertwined with tales of grandeur, tragedy, and ghostly apparitions that continue to captivate and terrify those who dare to explore its hallowed halls. Tonight, we delve into the enigmatic world of Sultan's Palace, uncovering the layers of its rich history, the legends that have taken root within its walls, and the haunting stories that echo through its corridors. The origins of Sultan's Palace trace back to the late 19th century, a time of immense change and growth. Constructed in 1885 by Sultan Abdul Rahman, a visionary leader with grand aspirations, the palace was intended to be a masterpiece of architectural brilliance and cultural significance. Inspired by the intricate designs of Middle Eastern palaces, Sultan Abdul Rahman sought to create a residence that would not only reflect his status and wealth, but also serve as a cultural hub for the region. The construction of the palace was a monumental undertaking, employing skilled artisans and craftsmen from across the globe to bring Sultan's vision to life. The architectural design of Sultan's Palace is a testament to the artistry and craftsmanship of its time. The palace boasts a harmonious blend of Eastern and Western architectural elements, featuring grand domes, intricate mosaics, and expansive courtyards. The exterior, adorned with ornate carvings and embellished with shimmering tiles, exudes an air of timeless elegance. Inside, the palace is equally impressive, with lavishly decorated halls, grand ballrooms, and opulent chambers that reflect the Sultan's refined taste and appreciation for the finer things in life. As the Sultan settled into his new residence, Sultan's Palace quickly became the center of social and political life in the region. Lavish parties, grand receptions, and cultural gatherings were held within its walls, attracting dignitaries, artists, and intellectuals from far and wide. The palace was not merely a home, but a symbol of prosperity and cultural exchange, fostering an environment where ideas and traditions converged in a harmonious blend. However, beneath the surface of grandeur and elegance, the palace harbored secrets and tragedies that would later contribute to its haunted reputation. The Sultan, a man of great ambition and vision, faced numerous challenges during his reign. Political rivalries, personal losses, and unforeseen tragedies cast long shadows over his rule, leaving an indelible mark on the palace and its inhabitants. One of the most poignant tragedies in the palace's history is the untimely death of Sultan Abdul Rahman's beloved wife, Queen Aisha. Queen Aisha, known for her grace, beauty, and philanthropic endeavors, was the heart and soul of Sultan's palace. Her sudden and mysterious death in 1902 sent shockwaves through the palace and the surrounding community. The circumstances of her passing were shrouded in mystery, with whispers of foul play and supernatural involvement circulating among those who remained at the palace. Her loss left a void that the Sultan struggled to fill, and her absence cast a pall over the once vibrant and joyous halls of Sultan's palace. In the years following Queen Aisha's death, numerous reports of unexplained phenomena began to surface, solidifying Sultan's palace's reputation as a haunted residence. Staff members, guests, and even family members reported sightings of a graceful apparition resembling Queen Aisha, her ethereal form often seen wandering the corridors, her presence marked by a lingering sense of sorrow and longing. Witnesses described hearing her soft footsteps echoing through the empty halls, the faint scent of her favorite flowers wafting through the air, and the gentle sound of her voice calling out in the dead of night. One of the most frequently recounted experiences involves the Grand Ballroom, a space once filled with music, laughter, and celebration. Visitors and staff have reported seeing shadowy figures dancing gracefully across the floor, their movements fluid and their forms barely discernible in the dim light. These ghostly dancers are often associated with Queen Aisha, believed to be reliving the joyous occasions that were cut short by her untimely death. The ballroom, with its ornate chandeliers and expansive windows, serves as a poignant backdrop for these spectral performances, blending the beauty of the past with the mystery of the present. Another area of the palace that is often cited in ghostly encounters is the Sultan's private library. This room, lined with shelves of rare books and adorned with intricate woodwork, was a sanctuary for Sultan Abdul Rahman's intellectual pursuits. Visitors have reported hearing the sound of pages turning in the dead of night, the faint murmur of hushed conversations, and the unmistakable presence of an unseen librarian. Some believe that these phenomena are the spirits of scholars and intellectuals who once frequented the library, their knowledge and wisdom lingering in the air long after their departure. The gardens of Sultan's Palace, with their meticulously maintained flower beds, serene water features, and shaded walkways, also hold their share of supernatural tales. The tranquil beauty of the gardens masks the eerie occurrences that unfold beneath the moonlit sky. Visitors have reported seeing ghostly apparitions among the blooming flowers, their forms blending seamlessly with the natural surroundings. The gentle rustling of leaves and the soft trickle of water create an atmosphere of calm. Yet the presence of these spectral figures adds an unsettling layer to the otherwise peaceful setting. One of the most haunting stories involves the palace's grand staircase, a magnificent structure with sweeping steps and ornate railings. Legend has it that the staircase is haunted by the spirit of a young servant girl who met a tragic end within the palace's walls. According to local lore, this servant, overworked and mistreated, took her own life in the shadowed confines of the palace's service areas. Her spirit is said to wander the staircase at midnight, her sorrowful presence accompanied by the faint sound of her footsteps and the soft glow of candlelight. Witnesses have described seeing her ghostly form ascending and descending the steps, her expression one of eternal sorrow and unfulfilled dreams. The Sultan's private chambers, once a place of luxury and contemplation, are now considered one of the most haunted areas of the palace. The opulent room, with its grand bed, intricate tapestries, and lavish furnishings, was the Sultan's personal sanctuary. Visitors have reported feeling sudden chills, experiencing inexplicable drops in temperature, and sensing the presence of an unseen entity. Some believe that these phenomena are remnants of the Sultan's own struggles and sorrows, his spirit forever intertwined with the history of the palace. Beyond the personal tragedies and ghostly apparitions, Sultan's palace is also believed to be a nexus of supernatural energy, where the veil between the living and the dead is thin. This lingering energy is said to amplify the paranormal activity within the palace, making it a hotspot for ghostly encounters and unexplained phenomena. The combination of historical significance, personal loss, and supernatural beliefs creates a potent mix that fuels the legends surrounding Sultan's Palace. The palace's haunted reputation has only grown over the years, attracting paranormal enthusiasts, ghost hunters, and curious visitors eager to experience its supernatural allure. Guided tours offer a glimpse into the mansion's haunted past, sharing stories of tragedy, resilience, and the lingering spirits that roam its halls. Visitors explore the grand ballrooms, private libraries, and opulent chambers, each step a journey through time and mystery. The haunting ambiance of Sultan's Palace adds an extra layer of intrigue to these tours, blending historical education with the thrill of encountering the unknown. Among the most compelling accounts are the stories of those who have experienced direct encounters with the supernatural. One such story involves a young couple who, while exploring the gardens at midnight, encountered the apparition of Queen Aisha herself. The couple described seeing a radiant figure dressed in flowing garments, her presence accompanied by the gentle rustle of her dress and the soft murmur of her voice. She guided them through the garden, her movements graceful and purposeful, before disappearing into the night, leaving the couple awestruck and deeply moved by the encounter. Another remarkable tale comes from a former staff member who worked at Sultan's Palace in the early 20th century. This employee recounted an experience in the Sultan's private library, where she heard the unmistakable sound of a book being opened and pages being turned. When she looked up, she saw the ghostly figure of Sultan Abdulrahman himself, his expression contemplative as he perused the ancient texts that once filled the library. The apparition lingered for several moments, his presence both commanding and sorrowful, before fading into the shadows of the room. The legend of the Eternal Guardian is another cornerstone of Sultan's Palace's haunted lore. This spectral figure is believed to be the spirit of the palace's first head servant, a woman named Fatima, who dedicated her life to the service of Sultan Abdulrahman. Fatima was known for her unwavering loyalty, her kindness towards both the Sultan and the other members of the household, and her ability to maintain order amidst the chaos of palace life. Her tragic death, rumored to have been the result of a mysterious illness or foul play, left a profound impact on the palace and its inhabitants. Visitors have reported encountering Fatima's spirit in various parts of the palace, particularly in the service areas and behind the grand staircase. Her presence is often marked by a feeling of warmth and protection, as if she is watching over the palace and its guests. Some have described seeing her ghostly figure assisting lost visitors, guiding them through the maze-like corridors, or offering a comforting presence during times of distress. Fatima's spirit is revered as a benevolent guardian, her legacy intertwined with the history and mystique of Sultan's Palace.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.